Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you today, bringing to you the Word of God, inviting you to be in church this morning, the house of God somewhere where the Word of God's being preached. Invite you to come and be in our services here at Mountain View Baptist Church. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. You come and be in the services today. You'll be blessed of God if you will. And we appreciate this opportunity we have every Sunday to come to where you're at and bring to you the Word of God, the burden of our heart this morning. I trust that you'll make plans now to be in God's house today. I want to send the program out to all the shut-ins, those that's not able to be in the house of God, those that are going through a lot of problems and cares of life. We trust that God will just, you'd lean upon Him today because He will help you. He said, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, who might obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." We need help. Amen. If you've never gotten to that position that you need some help from God, you're missing out on something, because God knows that we need some help, and that's the reason He stands ready and waiting for to help us in our situation that we're in today. Real joy to be here every Sunday morning. We appreciate you taking time to listen to us and to pray for us, you that know the worth of prayer, that God would use the program. Somebody out there is lost without God. Somebody needs a Savior today. Somebody listening to this program this morning, you know you're lost. You know you need a Savior. You need to let God save you today. Listen to the Word of God. And I tell you, find you a place, an altar of prayer, and bow before God and ask Him to save you. And He will. He made a promise. He never forsake us, nor leave us, nor forsake us. He did say, "Those that come unto me, I will in no wise cast them out." He will not turn you away if you'll just come to Him today. So it's a real joy. I'll be here on this Sunday morning and try to bring to you the Word of God. We'll be preaching in Rock Spring, Georgia today. We're up here in Rock Springs at Grace Baptist Tabernacle. You pray for us. We preach there throughout the day. Pastor is away, and so you pray that God would use us there in the services there. And all right, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for your needs this morning. God would just help you today as you lean upon Him and look to Him for correction, for instruction, and He'll help you today. Fathers, we bow in your presence this morning. We're so grateful for the privilege we have to approach the throne of grace, boldness through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, God, you'd bless the needs in Radio Land today. Somebody needs some help out there this morning. Somebody's lost without you. Somebody needs a Savior. Pray you'd speak to their heart. Lord, there's somebody out there this morning that's been saved. They've drifted away. They've gotten away from you, and they're out of the blessings of God. They're cold and indifferent about the things of God. They're miserable this morning, and they need something to get them back to you. And I pray the Holy Spirit would speak to their heart today. They'd find them an altar somewhere and do what 1 John says. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we claim that this morning. You made that promise. And God, help those to listen to you today. Have your way this morning. Bless this song. Bless the message from the Word of God today. Use it for your glory and honor. We'll praise you for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. We're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you as they sing today. All right.
Jesus, the shepherd of my valley, Lord, I just can't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, feed me. When I'm thirsty, he's my water. I couldn't make it.
Couldn't make it without him. I'm glad there's a Savior that loves us. And my, what an attachment we have to him. Being born again and not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The Bible said we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. What a blessing it is. Amen. Couldn't make it without him this morning. My, what this world would be without a Savior. They're trying to make it. Now there's multitudes and multitudes trying to make it on their own, trying to find truth and trying to find help. And they're not finding it until they look to the Lord for what they stand in need of. Miserable people in this world today that's trying to find peace and can't find it. It all comes through him. It all comes through Jesus Christ. No way to God beside through Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, have another song now. Hope it'll be a blessing.
Sweet is the message that Jesus sends. I'll share it as long as I breathe. Still fresh in my mind, grows sweeter with time. This message with you I now live. I was a sinner, lost and alone, but Jesus came to me and I was a sinner.
Isn't that true this morning? Isn't it good to be saved today? Hebrews chapter 4 this morning, Hebrews chapter 4. And we're going to read just a couple of three verses of scripture here and bring to you what we feel the Lord would have us to preach on today. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Now, that's reading about four verses there out of the Hebrews chapter 4 this morning. I'm interested in the 12th verse today, talking about the Word of God. Do you say, now, why do you preach on the Word of God? Well, that's the burden of my heart this morning. As a matter of fact, the name of the broadcast is Back to the Book, Get Back to the Word of God. But we're looking at the Word of God this morning, what the Lord's saying here in the book of Hebrews about the Word of God, for the Word of God. Now, he's talking about definitely a scripture. He's talking about what God has said in time past and penned down by holy men of God as they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost, the Word of the living God. Not the words of men, but the words of God this morning. That's the reason the Word of God has survived all of these centuries, is because that's infallible, inerrant Word of the living God. He is capable of inspiring the Word of God. He is capable of preserving the Word of God, and he's certainly capable of fulfilling the Word of God this morning. And so we've got something to appreciate this morning because of what God has done for us in giving us the Word of God. He speaks about it here in the 12th verse. He said, for the Word of God is quick. Well, the Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And so it's quick. Amen. I'm glad the Scripture is there for us today, being born by the precious Word of God. Give us the Scriptures. Well, then he said it's powerful. There's nothing more powerful than the Word of God today. It's more powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. You can compare, you can find something to compare it with, and you'll not find anything that will measure up to the power of the Word of God. I tell you, time itself tells us that. By looking back at creation, God made creation by simply speaking into existence the world as we know it today. And spoke into existence man, and he became a living soul, and formed him from the dust of the earth, and breathed into him and the breath of life, and became a living soul. Now it's God that does that. There's nobody more powerful than God is today. He's powerful in redemption. Amen. Nobody can redeem like the Lord does. You've got to accept that. You've got to believe that. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so the Word of God is very important today, and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So we've got the Word of God. Amen. The Bible tells us how the power of the Word of God is power to redeem a sinner from his sins and put him in the family of God. Powerful enough to forgive us of all of our sins. And then one thing I like about the power of God is that he's powerful enough to forget our sins after he forgives us. Aren't you glad of that today? I'm glad God's a powerful God today, powerful enough to redeem us from our sin. Not a one of us this morning could have picked ourselves up out of the muck and the mire that we was in, of the sinful condition that we was in. We could couldn't get out of it. And there's no way to get out. We couldn't reform ourselves. And there was not enough good works to do to change our hearts. But only God changes the heart of man. The reason man's in trouble today is because his heart has not been changed. And we need the changing of the heart of man today by the precious power of an almighty God. Have the Word of God. Oh, yes, the Word of God holds a key to our redemption this morning. You can't be saved without the Scripture. The Bible said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so we find it's a discerner, not only in redemption, but I want you to notice what he discerns, the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And man, I can't discern what you're thinking about right now. Man can't discern what the intents of your heart is today, but God can. Amen. You're not hiding anything from God this morning. We can't hide anything from the Lord. He's a discerner of our thoughts. He knows what we're thinking about. You say, well, he's a mind reader. No, he's God. Amen. He's God. And he knows every thought that we have. Amen. As a matter of fact, if you'll put it a little more powerful than that, he knows what you're thinking before you even think it. God knows what you're going to think. He's a God that knows everything, a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. He knows exactly what you intend to do and why you did what you did. He knows whether you're genuine or not, whether you really got born again or not. God knows that. You may not be sure of your salvation, but God knows whether you're saved or lost. Amen. He's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. He knows the direction your heart is taking this morning. That's right. He knows everything about you today. He understands your need in your life this morning, and he discerns what your need is before you ever need it. He's God. Amen. And so we find that he's all discerning. He knows everything. Well, the Word of God is powerful this morning in its source. Amen. The Bible said all Scripture. Now, I like what he said over in Timothy. He's trying to ground young Timothy in the Word of God. He's trying to get him, grounded in the Scriptures, because Paul knew what he was going to be facing, the things that he was going to have to face up to. And he knew that this morning. But the Word of God, the Bible said, it's powerful. Amen. What did he say in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16? Now he's talking about the Scriptures, but let's back up just a little bit. The Bible said, in verses 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures. Listen to me now, the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Now you can't add anything to that, and you can't take anything away from that. You listen. The Holy Scriptures are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. And so it's by grace through faith that you're saved, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We have a source of redemption this morning, and it comes from the Word of God. Amen. The source of redemption is the Bible, and it's by faith we're redeemed this morning. You can't get baptized enough to get in the family of God. Amen. You can't join enough churches to get in the family of God. And you can't give enough money to get in the family of God. But you've got to be born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. The Bible is a redeeming book this morning. It shows you how to get redeemed by the wonderful grace of an almighty God. It's given by inspiration. It's profitable for doctrine. The Bible said in these verses here, he said it's profitable for doctrine. Oh, you say, well, we don't need doctrine. Oh, yes, everything is based upon doctrine. Amen. That's the reason he mentioned it first in that verse. It's profitable for doctrine. You better understand what the Bible is saying and why it's saying it, and brother, read and study your Bible and let it indoctrinate indoctrinate you in the truths that are found in this book. And it takes the Holy Ghost to do that. You can't learn it on your own. You've got to have the Holy Ghost to open to you the Word of God and show you the truths of the book that He inspired and had penned down by holy men of God as they were led by the Holy Spirit. And my friend, the same Holy Ghost can show you what it means. Amen. Doctrine. You need some doctrine in your life today. Most folks don't know if they're a pig or a possum. Don't know why, how they got saved, whatever, and why should they live for the Lord, and why they got saved, how they got saved. Brother, listen, you better know some doctrine. Amen. The doctrine of the Scriptures is very important. You get grounded in the doctrine of the Scriptures, and if you really study it out, you pick up your King James Bible and you'll stay with it. Amen. And quit grabbing up some other version that's out for the money and that trying to get you change over to something else. Amen. The infallible Word of God for this generation is found in the old King James Bible. Praise God. And it'll work today. Well, that don't cost you a thing in the world this morning. But the Bible said, listen, He said it's profitable for doctrine. And then He said it's profitable for reproof. Amen. For reproof. You say, well, I don't need reproving. Oh, yes, you do. And amen. We all need reproving at times in our life. It's for reproof. The Word of God reproves us. And brother, it shows us where we're wrong at. Amen. Reproves us and rebukes us. The Bible said, He said, listen, for reproof. And then He said, when God reproves you, He rebukes you for the way you're doing or what you're saying or where you're going or how you dress or how you talk or how you live your life. He reproves you. You need some reproof in your life. You're not perfect and you never will be until you get to heaven. You need reproving and you need a pastor to reprove you. I know some of you don't think you need a pastor. You think you'd make it, you won't have no man to preach to you. Well, you better find the man that'll preach to you, because God ordained the pastor to guide you into the truths of the Word of God and to lead your life and show you what God's got to say about your life. You better find you a man that's called of God, inspired of God, qualified by the Lord to preach to you the Word of God. And it's profitable for reproof. And then He said, correction. Oh, you need correcting. We all need correcting. Amen. I need correction. You need correction. How the Word of God will correct us. You know why that it corrects us? Because we're wrong. Amen. It corrects us when we're wrong. That's what correction is all about. Now, a lot of folk don't like correction. Don't tell me I'm wrong. Well, the Word of God says it. Brother, we got to accept it, because of the truth that we're going to be judged by is by the Word of the living God. It's profitable for all those things in our life today. Yes, sir. And then we find it for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That's what the Word of God's for, to instruct us in righteousness. You say, well, I know how to live without somebody preaching to me or reading to me the Bible. No, you don't. Have you messed your life up every day? We need instruction in righteousness. We need to know how to live for God, how to walk with God, and how to worship God. Have brother, how to live for God. Let our life count for Jesus. Have you sit at home, won't go to church, lay out a church, lay out away from God, out of your Bible, off your knees, and expect to live for God, for God to bless you. He won't do it, my friend, because He ordained the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We got to be preached to and taught the Word of God that we might have some instruction in righteousness. We need to know how to live for the Lord Jesus Christ today. Amen. And so we said that's what the Word of God's for, and the Scripture's given to us for that reason this morning. You need the Bible. You need preaching. You need a church. You need a pastor. You may not think you do, and that you need a pastor and that will lead you and correct you and guide you and pray for you when your family to God, and brother, pray and spend and sit by your bedside when you need somebody to pray for you. You need a pastor this morning. Well, our time is gone. I tell you, God bless you is our prayer, and the next Sunday at this same time. Amen.